Welcome to your Morning Boost, your daily leadership advice to help you lead your school community. Brought to you by AWB Education and sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now here's your host, Adam Bush.
Good morning, dedicated and deeply invested school leaders, and welcome back to your Morning Boost, your daily moment of reflection and strategic insight. Happy Monday, happy March, which means we made it through that longest, shortest month of the year known as February. And in my area of the world, it's starting to warm up and remind us that we can do this. We can get there. Before we begin today, I just want to say a quick thank you to our sponsor, Grundmeier Leader Services. Their work alongside AWB is vital to our mission, and we are happy to join them as they are transforming education one leader at a time. Now, this morning, we just released the March edition of the Fitting Five newsletter. If you did not receive that, check out the link in the description to get a copy of that. We will get you on our mailing list. We send this out every month, and each issue is packed with articles and services that'll help you be a better leader. Since that came out this week, we're going to dive into the five articles in the Fitting Five. And today we're going to start with the critical issue of superintendent turnover and its impact on retaining experienced educators. This was in a recent Smart Brief article. And in the past, we've discussed the trend of increasing superintendent turnover. And frankly, I believe that this is a topic that demands our immediate and sustained attention. It's not just an administrative issue. It's a fundamental challenge that directly affects the quality of education that our students receive. As the Smart Brief article highlights, frequent leadership changes create a ripple effect. They disrupt the stability and the continuity that are just essential for effective teaching and learning. So consider this. When a superintendent leaves, it often triggers a cascade of changes. You end up with new initiatives, shifts in priorities, and even some changes in personnel, which all of this creates a sense of uncertainty and instability for teachers and staff. This constant state of flux can lead to inefficiencies at the very least, as districts struggle to maintain momentum and implement effective programs. But, and this may be the crucial point, at its worst, this turnover has a direct and measurable impact on student achievement. Cindy Hook's quote, "Everyone who remembers his own education remembers teachers, not methods and techniques. The teacher is the heart of the educational system." Now, this quote reinforces that experienced educators are the bedrock of our schools. They bring continuity, expertise, and a deep understanding of their students' needs. When superintendent turnover disrupts the school environment, it can lead to burnout and attrition amongst all of these vital professionals, depriving students of their invaluable experience. Now, research supports this idea as well. It supports the idea that leadership changes can negatively impact student outcomes, particularly in vulnerable districts. And frankly, from my perspective, this isn't just a matter of stats. It's the real-life consequences for our students. When schools lack stable leadership, they struggle to implement consistent, effective programs. This leads to gaps in learning, decreased student engagement, and ultimately lower achievement. We know that consistent and informed leadership provides that best opportunity for student growth. Now, this Smart Brief article, it rightly emphasizes the importance of support systems such as peer mentoring programs to help new superintendents navigate the complexities of their roles. But also, we must address the systematic factors that contribute to turnover. It's not just about onboarding. There's also sometimes some unrealistic expectations or inadequate support overall, and then that leads to a lack of work-life balance. We need to foster a culture of collaboration and shared leadership where superintendents feel supported and empowered to make a lasting impact. We know how vital this is for the success of teachers. It's just as vital for the success of our superintendents as well. So really, addressing superintendent turnover, it's not just about filling vacancies. It's about safeguarding the future of our students. We need to recognize that stable leadership, it's essential for creating a positive and effective learning environment. We've just prioritized some support and collaboration and a long-term vision. We can ensure that our schools are equipped to provide every student with that opportunity to succeed. Stay tuned tomorrow for another impactful tip from the Grundmeier Leader Services Fitting Five newsletter. Again, if you did not get that this morning, check out the links in the description so we can get you on that mailing list and get a copy sent to you immediately. Have a truly impactful day, and remember, your dedication to stability and support directly shapes the future of education. Thank you for listening. We will talk with you again tomorrow.
You have been listening to your Morning Boost by AWB Education in partnership with Grundmeier Leader Services. You can find out more about our services by clicking on the links in the description. Remember, you are doing this vital job that only a few can do. So until next time, thank you for your service to your community.